happy as you can be in this moment, because this is the moment and this is as happy as you've been.
Yeah.
It's perfect. Okay, here we go. So this is how you get rid of fear. How do you do it? By not hiding it, not minimizing it, and not denying its full import in any way. You will see the new awareness. Now, check this out. In case you didn't get that, let me tell you another way. You cannot lay aside the obstacles to real vision without looking upon them. You can't put something down that you are not willing to look at. Okay, I'm getting ready to take this bell and I'm going to put it over on the table. Wouldn't it be a lot easier if I wanted to get rid of the bell if I looked at it? Mm-hmm. And then when I looked at the bell, I can lay it aside. But if I don't look at it, I know I'm afraid, but I don't know where the fear is located, so I can move it aside. So when you won't look at your fears, when you don't look at your guilt, when you don't look at your anger, it's like trying to move this thing aside without ever looking at it, because when you look at it, you can see where it's located, and then you can put it somewhere else or get rid of it entirely. God cannot solve your problems as long as you don't look at them, because they don't exist to God, so he has to use your eyes to see it.
Wow.
Woo! A she has to use a it or whatever it takes us to be okay about that information. That's like you're in a burning building and the fireman come and you said he's wearing a red outfit and you say, I'm not going to let you save me until you put on blue. That's the way that when I see us all hung up about the word God and how we're going to see it and all that. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's the meaning that matters, not the word. The word doesn't matter. It's the meaning that matters. And the meaning is, you cannot lay aside your fears unless you look at them. Then the court says, that is what he says, to lay aside means to judge against. So you have to judge against the things that keep you from seeing your happiness. Judge against the things that keep you from seeing love. Judge against it. What does that mean? Lay it aside. Don't use it. Let's go deeper. If you will look, that's what I was telling you earlier, the Holy Spirit, which is your right mind, will judge. If you will look at it, the part of your mind that's God will judge it, and the part of your mind that's God will judge it truly. Did you just get that information? I say it again. If you will look at it, then the love in you will judge it and judge it correctly. See, when I look at you, I need the higher part of me to judge you for me and look at you correctly, because all I can do is look at you. But I need the higher self to tell me how to see you, because it'll tell me to see you truly. And if I see you truly, I'm going to see you as beneficial. The person you see in your life correctly is the person you see in your life as beneficial. The love wants to come out of me. That's why I don't show it. We're afraid of love. See that? See, we're afraid of love. We wonder why I don't show up. Because we would clobber it.
That's right.
Out of fear. So whatever loves you stays away until it's welcome. Whatever doesn't love you is busy trying to force itself on you, even though you don't want it there. If you really love me, you wouldn't be trying to get me the ones I said back off. It's okay. I know, she's being healed, y'all. Isn't that right? Let's celebrate. Whenever you laugh and you're healing. Mm-hmm. Every time you laugh and you're healing. So those of you who want to die, stay sad. I'll support you. I'll give you stuff to be upset about. You can die faster. I'll help you. You know, that's assisted suicide, spiritual style. Sister suicide spiritual style, you already don't love yourself, and every man you have pitiful you are too. So I'm helping take you out. So leave me in the wheel. Because I help you out. You were so miserable you didn't deserve to be here. I help you go. Leave me in the wheel. He cannot shine away what you keep hidden. Whatever you hide cannot be healed. He cannot shine away what you keep hidden. Whatever you hide, spirit can't heal. And most people are hiding what they really feel, and they're wondering why their problems aren't being solved. It's because you won't look at them so that spirit can judge them truly and have them dissolved. How do I know I'm not looking at my fear, and how do I know I'm not looking at the cause of my problem? Because whenever I'm blaming you, I'm not looking at the cause of my problem. So whenever you want to tell whether or not you're in denial about your problem, it'll be when you see somebody else other than you as the problem. Mm-hmm. Then you're in projection. Mm-hmm. That's deep. Mm-hmm. And I have a lot of resistance to that. Mm-hmm. I have a lot of resistance to that. Because everybody knows it's y'all's problem. That's obvious. You won't do what I want you to do. All I want you to do is let me totally control you completely. For your own good. And we'll call it our love affair. Isn't that deep?
Yes.
Isn't that deep? Oh, I'm so happy my happiness doesn't depend on you, because that pretty much guarantees I can have it all the time. Isn't that great? You know how good that feels me. I love being separate. See? Because by being separate, I get a chance to have the fun of playing with myself in a lot of different forms.
Jesus.
You never play with yourself? So everybody that's never played with themselves. Everybody that has played with themselves, raise your hand. Look around the room. Look around the room. You got to be innocent with this many people doing the same thing. I've never felt so innocent about playing with myself in my life until right now.
It's cheaper than dating.
Yeah, it is. Amen. See, that's what I love about y'all. See, y'all just go off with me, you know what I'm saying? Just be gone. I'm taking it slowly, because when you take it slowly, you see how reasonable and logical the course is, to the point that you'll wonder why you didn't see that. You know, like, God can't get rid of what I had. So if I had, I'm angry at you, then my right mind can't get rid of my anger. If I want to get rid of my anger, I have to admit I'm angry first. See, I think I'm going to go study these books to get rid of feelings that I'm pretending I don't have. I'm studying to try to get rid of states of consciousness that I'm pretending I don't have.
Yeah.
You know, like, there isn't part of me that's jealous, and part of me that's insecure, and part of me that's manipulative, and a part of me that's controlling, and a part of me that's dominating, and a part of me that's dishonest, and a part of me that don't keep his word, and a part of me that's like, I want to pretend that I don't have none of the qualities that I'm mad at everybody else about. And then I think I'm going to get rid of them. And life is so cool that when you deny it in yourself, you get a chance to see it in your outer world looking back at you, so you won't miss it. Because when it was inside you, it seemed kind of small, but when it becomes your whole world, you can't miss it. So everything you deny within yourself, you're going to see in your physical world, so that you'll finally learn it's in you. But you still get rid of it the same way, which is by going within and changing your mind about how innocent you are and claiming that your perfection is. And if you will claim that your perfection is, it will correct your vision, and you'll no longer have people in your outer world that look like they would hurt you. It's as easy as getting your innocence reconfirmed daily. Now, it doesn't mean you don't make mistakes, and that mistakes aren't for correction. It just means you aren't inherently guilty. It's not in your DNA that you suck. Well, Earl couldn't help but suck. See, right there, we went between this atom and this proton, it was his suck gone. So he really does suck. So therefore, he doesn't have to feel guilty about it, because that's just what he is, a sucker. So you shouldn't feel guilty about what's your natural state. If you believe you're naturally guilty all the time, then why are you feeling bad about it? Because it would mean if it's your natural state, you just can't help yourself. And if you can't help yourself, why are you feeling guilty about your guilt? That's like me feeling guilty about being black. That's the color of my skin. That's crazy.